So the Gemara in Daf Hey quotes Rish Lakish's halacha that someone who says Praticha b'sof zmani, Kaveh zman l'chaveh v'amalo Praticha b'sof zmani, ain't no nema. If the Lova says Praticha b'sof zmani, he's not going to be nema. What's the case? So the Ramban says that we're talking about that he comes b'sof hazman, and he says Praticha b'sof zmani. Tosa says no, we're talking about Bava Zmana. We discussed at great length the differences, why each one learns the sugya differently. The Tosa says a kasha on Daf Hei Amud Beis. Tosa says on his psha, he says, if we're talking about the Bava Zmana, so why should Reish Lakish say that Eino Nema La Praticha B'Sof Zmana? Shouldn't he have a migo? Right? If he's Bava Zmana, so he should be Nema B'Taina of Praticha B'Sof Zmana B'Migo, that he could say Praticha Ata. It comes at the day that Mishlam Zimne, that the Zman for the Piron is here. And if he says Praticha Ata, Hitaka would be Nema. If he says Praticha Hayom, he would be Nema. Let's say the guy comes, the Malva comes in the afternoon at 5 o'clock, and he says, new pay up. And he says, Praticha, I paid you up in the morning. Right, so if he says Praticha Hayom, Bizmani, then he'd be Nema. The fact is, why shouldn't he be Nema and Bimigo? He should be Neman b'migo. He's not saying that. He's saying Praticha b'soch zmani. But let him be Neman with the tiny Praticha b'soch zmani b'migo that he could say Praticha hayom. It says Tosis, no. To say Praticha hayom, that's a big chutzpah. That's a chutzpah. Because most people don't forget what they did in the morning, just a few moments before. Right? So to say Praticha hayom, that would be a chutzpah. He's not Neman b'migo de Praticha hayom, that's a migo de ha'oza. It's a migo of chutzpah. Because the tiny that he could have given is a tiny of chutzpah. And therefore, he's not going to be done with such a migul. That's Tosis comment. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says he really would have had a migul. He really would have had a migul. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about Bob Bizmano, and he says Praticha Besoch Zmano. No, we're talking about Praticha, and he comes Besoch Zmano, and he says Praticha Besoch Zmano. If it were to come Bizman, and he would claim Praticha Besoch Zmano, then the Ramban says Itaka would have a migul. So the Ktzos says, you know what, before we get to the Ktzos, Zach Hamid asks, on Tosfos, right, Tosfos says, Migu de Ha'aza doesn't work over here, but if Migu de Ha'aza doesn't work, so how can we understand the previous line of Tosfos? Right, Tosfos started by saying that Bab is Manav Omer Pratich Vesov Zmani, Eino Neman, is talking about a case where there are Edim that he's Chayav Lo, and he was Kovei Lo Zman. How do we know that there are Edim? He says, because the Lav Hochi, the Nehemne Shepro Toch Zman, Bemigu Diboy Omer Lohel Vesli Klum O Lokavata Lisham Zman. Let's believe in Bemigu. If there are no Edim, right, he says, Praticha Bezov Zmani, and there are no Edim that he borrowed money, and that the Malva was Kaveh Lo Zman, so let's believe him in the Taina of Praticha Bezov Zmani, Bemigu, that he could say Lohel Vesli Klum. That nothing ever happened, Lohoyed Var Meolam. Or b'migul that he could say, okay, I admit that you lent me money, but you weren't koveh li zman. So Frek Zach, just one second. Tosa says migul de ha'aza doesn't work if he says a taina of praticha b'sof zmani, but he has a migul that he could say a taina of chutzpah, that doesn't work. And we know from the Gemara Bava Metzia that kofer b'kol is a taina of chutzpah. Right, that was Rabba's statement. That moda b'miktas, that the kasha is moda b'miktas, tayra should be potter because he has a migo of kofer b'kol. So the answer to that is that ein adam meyos pana b'fnei bal chovel, that migo de ha'oza doesn't work. That's a migo de ha'oza. To say that he should be nema b'moda b'miktas b'migo that he could be kofer b'kol, that's a ha'oza. So then this is also ha'oza, right? To say that he should be nema b'taina praticha b'sof zmani b'migo de lo helvesli klov, it's tach a migo de ha'oza. So what's the havmin of Tosis that he should be nema with that migo? And Zach's kasha, Givaldiga kasha. So I looked high and low yesterday. I looked in the koveis and I looked in the marsha and the maram, all the mafarsh. I couldn't find anyone talking about it. Then I found in the svarim they quote a carbon nesano. I don't know what carbon nesano they're talking about. We don't have a carbon nesano. But the master, you know, in the Zikin there is no carbon nesano on the rush. So I'm not sure what carbon nesano they're quoting. But the teretz that's given, teretz that I think could be given. The Tanal Kramer gave this morning and say, it's not, I don't know if it's a carbon asano, it's a Natanal Kramer. Natanal wanted to suggest the following. I think he's right. that in a Chanami, at the beginning of Tosfos, Tosfos was assuming that Mikud HaAzah would work in our case. That Mikud HaAzah works to Pata for Mama. So why shouldn't it work in this case? Once Tosfos comes around to say Mikud HaAzah doesn't work in our case, and we'll have to understand why, but once he comes around to say that, then maybe Taka, he would change what he said at the beginning. Tosfos wouldn't say that if there are no Edim, that he'd be Neman b'migud d'lo hilvesali klum, that he wouldn't be Neman. That's not a migud d'ha'oz, and he wouldn't be Neman in that. But he would be Neman b'migud d'lo kavatali zman. The second pshat in Tosfos, that's Taka's stance. He would be Neman b'migud d'lo kavatali zman, because the taina of lo kavatali zman is not as much of a chutzpah as lo hilvesali klum. To deny the whole halva, that's mamash chutzpah. To deny the fact that there was a kviyas man, first of all, people forget sometimes. You don't remember that there was a kviyas man. But even if he knows that there was a kviyas man, he's not denying the whole thing. It's not such a chutzpah. It's a little bit of a chutzpah, but it's not such a chutzpah. So maybe Tosfos would say that kind of migu would work, but migu that nothing ever happened, that you never lent me anything. So that's a little too much. It's interesting that the Rosh, if you look at the Rosh over here. The Rosh only mentions Migu de lo kavatalizman. Halodobahu, it's interesting. Right? Rosh says, Milse de Resh Lokish Ari Kishakovalo between Aden. The Lav Hochi Neman Lomer Paticha Besozmani, be Migu de lo kavatalizman. Rosh doesn't say that if there are no Edim, he should be Neman b'migu the lo hilvesali klum. That he doesn't say. That's a migu de ha'oza. That he doesn't say. But the migu de lo kavat lizma, then he's willing to say maybe he should be Neman b'migu. Why? Because it's not as much of a chutzpah. Chor, that's the pshat. Once Tosfos comes around to say that migu de ha'oza doesn't work in our case, and Mestama, he would say, in the beginning of Tosfos, he would say without Edim, the lova could be nema b'migud lo kavat lizma, but he wouldn't be nema b'migud lo hilvesli klum. That's too much of a chutzpah. Right? But he'd be nema b'migud lo kavat lizma. Okay. So we have here machlokes Tosfos and Ramban, right? The Tosfos says that migud ha'oza would not work over here, and the Ramban says that it would work. So frek the tzos, l'chora, the Ramban is right. We have many cases where we see migud ha'oza does work to pata for mamon. So why does Tosfos say over here it's not going to work? What are the cases that we have? So one of the examples we gave yesterday, that's the Mishnah in Ksubas. Rabbi Yeshua says that if someone comes to Beis Din, right? Let's say Reuven comes to Beis Din and he asks Shimon, he says, what are you doing in this field? And Shimon says, it's belonged to your father at some point in time, and I bought it from him. So the Mishnah says that he's Neman. Now why is he Neman? So the way Rashi interprets, there's no Tviya. It's not that the son is coming to be Toveya, that he wants his father's field back. There's no Tviya. So if this individual says that, you should know, the son that once belonged to your father, but I bought it from him, so he has a migu de ibar ishasik. He could be quiet and say nothing. If he says nothing, he's sitting on the field, he's eating pears, so we're not going to kick him off the field. So migu de ibar ishasik, he could be quiet, so therefore we're going to put the field in his hand. Tosfos in Bava Kamma, though, interprets differently. Tosfos assumes that we're talking about that the son knows. The son knows that his father once owned the field, but he doesn't have proof. He doesn't have edim. He doesn't have a shtar. He doesn't have proof that his father once owned the field. Oh, so now this other individual says, the son comes to Beis Din, he tainas that this person is on the field of his father. What's he doing there? So this person admits that Itako did belong to his father. He didn't have to admit it. He could have just said, the field always belongs to me. Who are you? He could have just denied that the son has any connection to the field, but he doesn't say that. He says, I admit that it belonged to your father, but I bought it from him. Oh, so he's admitting that it belonged to the guy's father. Now, he doesn't have proof that he bought it. He doesn't have a shtar either, but he's been sitting on the field for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever. He's been eating pears. But he has no proof. He has a taina, but he has no proof that he actually bought it. And now he's admitting that it actually belonged to this person's father before. So why should he be there? We should take it out of his possession? because he's admitting that it belonged to his father. No, because he could have denied everything. He could have said that it never belonged to your father. He could have just been makhish the other guy, makhish the ben, and say it never belonged to your father. So b'migu that he could be makhish him and say it never belonged to the father, even though he puts himself in a hole by admitting that it really did belong to the father at one point in time. But now he's neman to say laku achu biyadi b'migu that he could have said that it never belonged to the father. B'migu de lahadam that nothing doing it never belonged to the father b'chlam. So frektosis, it's tachem migu de ha'aza, right? It's a chutzpah. Halo makhe b'shitra, right? The son is saying it belonged to my father. So he doesn't have, the other individual doesn't have a migu. Does he have a migu that he could say it never belonged to the father? That's the chutzpah. He's makir b'shikra. And yet the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua hold, we paskin that he's neman b'migu. It's tach a migu de ha'oza, why should he be neman? Eli Yasi, migu de ha'oza. Amrina, we say a migu de ha'oza, to part from moment. This is the ktosis, right? This is actually a rai of Tosis in Bava Basra. Tosis on Daf and Beis Amud Beis in Bava Basra has a long Tosis about this. But he also says that's an ironclad proof that we talk and say migu the ha'oza lafture mimam. But there's another rai as well, and that's from the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Lamed Vav. Gemara Daf Lamed Vav tells a story. Hanu izi the ochlu chushla ben hardam. It was some goats that ate chushla, barley, some kind of grain. Asa mari chushla tafsinu. So the owner of the chushla, the owner of the stuff, right? The nizik, the mamon shenizik. So he grabbed the izin. He was tofis them bepiron. V'hava katoin tuva, and he was toying a lot. He said they ate $1,000 worth of saorin. So Amar Avua de Shmuel Yochol Liton Al Kedei Demeim. Let's say the easy were worth $500, but he claims that they ate $1,000 worth of saorim, so he can be toin Ad Kedei Demeim, meaning he can get $500 from the owner of the izim. The boy Amar Lekuchos Hein Biyadi, because he has a migu. He could grab the izim and say, I bought the izim, even though we know that the izim belonged to the other owner previously. But this individual could say that I bought them. It's metaltlin. There's no chazak on a metaltlin. He could say that I own the izim. So b'migu that he could say that I own the izim. If you sold them to me, b'migu that he could say that you sold me the izim, he's neman ad kedei demeim. He's neman to say that they ate the value of the izim. They ate $500 worth. What's his case? Well, he's b'migu that he could say lekuchin hein biyadi, but that's a lie. Right? He has a migu that he could say it, right? So if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. He could have said that the izim are lukuchim biyadi. So he's neman to be tovis them and to say that they ate the value of the izim themselves. But isn't that a chutzpah? What, he should be neman b'migo that he could say lukuchim biyadi? That's a taina de ha'oza. That's a taina of chutzpah. Because the other guy knows that they're not lukuchim biyado. So why should he be neman with such a taina? Stocha pelet. Zok toisis in bava basa and dafnin beis and beis. Zok tektos. You see, migo de ha'oza works to pata from moment. Migu de ha'oza works to pater from mamon. Another rhyme that we say migu de ha'oza to pater from mamon. So this rhyme is not so bor. The Ktos seems to say it's a good rhyme. Tosis in Bava Basra and Daphne Bey says it's not such a good rhyme. Because we could be talking about a situation where the owner of the izim says that they didn't eat so much. Right? If the owner of the izim says that they only ate, let's say, $100 worth of salt. This guy says, my gosh, they finished me off, right? They ate $1,000 worth. And he really wants $1,000. He says they ate $1,000 worth. He really wants the full amount. But the owner of the izim say, I know, they didn't eat $1,000. They ate $100 worth. So klape the nizik, the owner of the izim are being mayors too. They're also being chutzpidik. They're also being chutzpidik. So maybe in a situation where the other individual, where the nitba is being chutzpidik, so maybe it's not such a chutzpah for the person to be towing more. Right? It's not such a chutzpah for him to say, lakuach hein biyadi. Right? To say that they're lakuach, it's a chutzpah. The guy knows that he's lying. Yeah, but he knows that the owner of the izin is also lying. Right? They didn't just eat $100. What's the tain over here? Let's get this on the board. Right? He's towing... Ochlu harbe. Right? $1,000. So the question is, maybe he should be Neman. Right? He should be Neman ad kedei demeim. Right? He should be Neman ad kedei demeim, which is, let's say, $500. But migu, then he could say l'kuchen en biyodin. So this is a taina de ha'oza. This is a ha'oza because halomake b'shikra. The owner of the izim knows that he didn't sell him. But at the same time, if the Toveya claims Ochlu Harbe, $8,000 worth, and the Mori the Chushla, the Mori the Easy, okay, the Mori the Chushla says that they ate $1,000 worth. The Mori the Easy says, Ochlu Ma'at. They only ate $100 worth. So Klape, the Mori the Chushla, the guy who owns the Izim, he's also being on the Chutzif. He's lying. $100 worth? Come on, you know they ate a lot. Right? So maybe Migu de Ha'oza Amrina to Pata for Maman, right? Or to right here to be here, you're pattering him because you're saying he can keep the izin. So maybe here we will believe in Bemigo because the other guy is also being chutzpahdik. So it's not a raya in a situation where the other person is saying something that the toveya doesn't know he is a lie, right? It could be migu de ha'oza really isn't neman to pater from Mammon. It's only here that it's Nemeth to pater from Mammon because he knows that the other guy is lying too. So if he's being chutzpidik, I can be chutzpidik also. It's not such a riot. But the Mishnah Ksuba is a pretty big riot. That's what the Ktos wants to say. Right? The Mishnah Ksuba is a good riot that we do say Migu de Ha'oza to pater from Mammon. So the problem is Tosfos. How do we understand Tosfos? Tosfos says Migu de Ha'oza is not going to work over here. The reason why he's not Nemeth to say Praticha B'Sog Zvani B'Migu, the praticha ata, is because that's a kind of chutzpah. But migu de ha'oza does work, the pata from Mammon, as you see from Ksubas. And maybe from Bava Basra and Dachlam Levav also, maybe. So how can we understand Tosis? This is the Ktosis kash. Questions. So comes the Truma Sakri, the Ktosis brother. So that's a pretty chashva family. Comes the Truma Sakri, and he wants to say, there's an answer to the kash. Our case is different. What does the Truma Sakri say? Let's see the Truma Sakri inside. The Truma Sakri is on page 3. I am a shekos of Rav Ochi Umori b'ktos achoshim. Okay, so the Truma Sakri felt his brother was more chashuv than he was. What's the Truma Sakri saying? That even if Migu de Ha'oza is Neman Laftarei Mimamon, but not where there's a Chazaka against. Even if Migu de Ha'oza is Neman to Pata from Mamon, but if there's a Chazaka against his migu, against the taina samigo, against the second taina that he could give, if it's not just the chutzpah, right? If it's not just the chutzpah, but there's a chazaka against the taina he's giving, I should say, there's a chazaka against the taina, so then migu de ha'oz is not going to be set to pata from him. Over here, what do we have? Right, he's towing paticha b'sof zmani. The question is he Neman b'migu of what? B'migu that he could say praticha hayom, praticha bismani, baboker, today in the morning. Right? So that's a ha'oza
But it still is amigo. Yeah, but the problem is here there's a chazaka. There's a chazaka that ain't adam pareja v'tazman.
So even if Migu de Ha'aza works to Pata for Mammon, it's not going to work if there's a chazaka against his taina. The chazaka weakens his taina to the point that Migu is not going to help him. That's the Chumas Akri's teretz. That's the mechanism of his teretz. The question is, what does he mean? What does he mean? If Migu de Ha'aza works to Pata for Mammon, so it works, it's a regular Migu. So then Migu neged chazaka, that's a shaila later in the Gemara. Does Migu work neged chazaka? So if Migu works neged chazaka, then this Migu should also work neged chazaka. If it doesn't work, that's a different shaila. Does Migu work neged chazaka? If Migu de Ha'aza doesn't work, that's one thing. But if it works to Pata for moments, it's a regular Migu. So then, why should chazaka change everything? There's a shaila. Does Migu work neged chazaka? But it shouldn't be relevant to this discussion. Here we're assuming Reish Lakish was not talking about that shaila, whether Migu is nema neged chazaka. So if Migu de Ha'aza works to Pata for Mammon, then it's a regular Migu. So why should it make a difference that it's against the Chazaka? This is the Kasha that everyone tries to work on, to try to figure out what's the Trumas Akri saying. There's a mechanism in the Trumas Akri. He's saying Chazaka changes everything, but the question is why. The Emes is, it's not just the Trumas Akri. Who says this before the Trumas Akri? Who says this that Chazaka changes everything over here? Who says that? Who says it? The Ran says it. What Ran? Who Ran? The Ran right here. Who else says it? The Ramban also says it. Both the Ramban and the Ran seem to say this. Where does the Ran say it? Let's see. The Ran says... The first word online is Zimna, if you're looking at on the codex. Lefika Pershua, the Bishatova, Beyoma, the Mishlam Zimne, Vamala Praticha, Besolz Mani Askin. Like Tosfus. He's Tovea Biyoma de Mashlim Zimno, Bob is Mano, and he says Praticha Vesov's money. The Afa Gabdi Asik Nebeperka Shoel de Ovid Inish de Parah Biyoma de Mishlim Zimne. People do pay back Biyoma de Mishlim Zimne. Hainu de Ito in de Beha, who Yoma Pare Mehem. If he comes to him, La'achar Azman, and he says, I paid you back Bizmano, so that he's Nemun for, because it's normal for people to pay back Bizman. Avalo Armina Be Migu Bumokom Chazoka. But we're not going to say migu b'makom chazaka. Mishum d'lav migu malihu. The michsif l'meimar achshav praticha. We're not going to say migu b'makom chazaka. Namely, to say that he should be neman, the praticha b'soch zmani b'migu, that I could say praticha hayom. That's a migu b'makom chazaka. De'in adam p'reich ovotov zmano. Why can't we say such a migu b'makom chazaka, Zokteran? Because it's not a migu mali. The michsif l'meimar achshav praticha. The bebo bayom lo mishtali. People normally don't forget bo bayom. So he's michsif l'meimar. It's a migu de ha'oza, right? He's meiz, it's a taina de ha'oza. So he's not nemon b'makom chazaka, Zokteran. He mamish says it, right? Migu de ha'oza, if he's michsif to give the taina samigu, then he's not going to be Neman. Why? Because it's Neged HaChazaka. It's only because it's Neged HaChazaka that he's not going to be Neman with such a time. Ramban also alludes to the same idea. He doesn't like it, but that's how he explains the Ravid and Tosfos. Ramban says... The whole key is that it's b'makom chazaka. That's why the migu is not going to be neman. The Ravid has a little bit of a different connection, which we'll get to later. It's the same idea. It's that this migu is somehow deficient.
But what makes it deficient is not only its internal deficiency, but the fact that it's against the chazaka, and that's why we're not going to follow this migud. The question is, what's the difference? What does it matter that it's against the chazaka, not against the chazaka? Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a major yisod over here. We're going to come back to a mitzvah Hashem in the third paragraph, come back to many, many times. He wants to set forth a fundamental principle about migud, and based on that principle, he wants to explain this sugya. He wants to explain Tosfos, the comment of the Rav. The B'chanan says that if you think about it, what does the concept of Migul mean? Migul is a svar d'araisa. It's a din d'araisa. It's a din d'araisa. It's a svar d'araisa. Where does it come from? What's the svar? What exactly is the svar? So he says you can understand Migul in one of two ways. Understand Migul in one of two ways. Before we get to the two ways, let me preface this actually. Let me preface this with one more kash. We have a kasha. How to understand the Shemus HaKri? Let's have another kasha. The Gemara Bav Metzia. We talked about the Gemara Bav Metzia last time, so let's bring that Gemara Bav Metzia to the fore again. What is the Gemara saying? Gemara says that Modem Mitzvah Taina really should have been Potter. Right? Modem Mitzvah Taina really should have been Potter. So why is he Chayav Shvua Daraisa? He's Chayav Shvua Daraisa because they know the Meis Pana Bifnei Balchova. And we assume the only reason why he's saying what he's saying, he's admitting only to half of it, is because he wants to buy himself time. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So what's Rabba saying over here? Like what's beneath the surface? Rabba says really modu mixus minatara should be potter. It's no different than kover bakol, but ishtamutu yudu kamishtamit, so therefore the Torah puts an imishvur deraisa. So Tosis explains that Rabba's real kasha, why is Modem Mitzvah Taina Chayav Shvua? He really should be Potter. His real kasha is, let him be Neman B'Migul. He says Modem Mitzvah, as Reuven says that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon admits to 5 to 50, admits to half of it. So really, he should be Neman Frecht Rabba. He really should be Neman B'Migul, the Kofar Bakol. He could have denied everything. And if he denies everything, Kofar Bakol, Min HaTorah is Potter and Gansen. Mid Rabban is Chayav Shvua says this, but on a Torah level, he's Potter entirely. So Rabbi asks, why is Modeh b'mitzvah Taina Yishava? Why is he Chayav Shvua? He really should be Potter because of Kofar Bakol. So what's the answer? Eino d'meis pana b'fei b'chom. There's a chazak against him. So therefore what? It's a chutzpah. Kofar Bakol is a chutzpah like a taina. Right? So Migu d'ha'aza doesn't work to Potter from a Shvua. That's the tenets. The kasha was let him be neman b'tainas Modeh b'mitzvah from Migu d'kofar Bakol. Answers Rabbi, chazak eino d'meis pana b'fei b'chom. It's a ha'aza to say kofar bakol. If he said kofar bakol, if he gave the taina the ha'aza, he'd be nema with that taina. But to believe him in mode of mikdash, b'migu of a taina de ha'aza, that's a migu de ha'aza, that doesn't work. That doesn't work to pater from a shivur. So all the Rishonim is, I don't understand. You told me migu de ha'aza works to pater from mama. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra of Hanu Izi Daf L'chushla. Maybe. Right. That's the Mishnah in Ksubas for sure. That's Sada Zushalavicha, Isolakafi Amimenu. He's Neman. So if Migud HaAza works, so how can Rabbi answer that it doesn't work? Stach Hastira in the Sugyas, Hastira in the Gemaras. What's the answer? Two words. There's a chilik between what and what? Shvua and Mamun. The Tzos quotes the Ran and Shvuas, that says, no, Migud HaAza doesn't work to Pata from Mamun. It's Pata from a Shvua. It works to pater from mamon. Migud HaAza doesn't work to pater from a shvua, but it works to pater from mamon. And that's the chilek. Rabbi's talking about shvua, and the other gemaras are talking about mamon. Valid. The question is why? It's a great chilek. Again, there's a mechanism here. There's a chilek over here. But what's the svara? Well, what's it based on? Right? So there are two kashas we have over here. Two kashas that we have. One kasha is, you have a truma sakri. Migud HaAza, eino poter mimamon, neged chazaka. Neged chazaka, the ain adam pareach over tosman.
Why?
If it's an acceptable migul, what does it matter if it's negative chazaka? That's a different shaila. Does migul work negative chazaka? But why should that play a role over here? And the second shita that we have to explain is the Ran. That migul de ha'aza poter mimamon v'lo mishvu. What's the difference?
If it works by mamon, let it work by shvu. If it doesn't work by shvu, let it not work by mamon. What kind of a chiluk is it between mamon and shvu? The Buchanan says that it's all linked to what migul is all about. He says there are two ways to understand the koach of migul.
What is migul? This is
one of the most classical tars, one of the most classical kovet shirim, chelik beis. This is like yeshiva shatar. This is mamish in yeshivas. This is very, very popular.
The Buchanan says that the simple understanding of migul is what? How does it work? How does it work? What does the Gemara say about migul? What does our Gemara say about migul? How does migul work? I'm sorry? Malo l'shakin, right? Malo l'shakin. What does that mean, malo l'shakin? What are you basically saying? That migul is a what? It's a what? Anan sadi, right. It's a birur. It's a birur. A birur. Anan sadi, that is the truth. What he's saying is the truth. Why? Because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. People always like to be right. Right? So if he's going to lie, let him lie in the best way. If he's not lying, so then he won't lie. But if, what do you say? If it's not the truth, it's a lie. So if it's a lie anyway, he should have lied better. So the fact that he's not lying better must mean it's the truth. That's one way to look at migul. It's really the simplest way of looking at migul, because that's how the Gemara seems to present it. But he suggests that maybe there's a second element to migul too. And that is that there's nemonas to the baldin betanasa. Nemonas baldin betanasa. That's how it's sometimes referred to in yeshivas. Or some people call it koach hatayna. That migu is nemon because you have a koach hatayna. What does it mean, koach hatayna? It means that a nitba comes to Bezdin with a portfolio of tainas. Right, some people walk with their portfolio of stocks. So every individual who comes to Beis Din who claims Pater Ani, he has a portfolio of possible tainus that he could give. Right, a shomer says Pater, so he could say Hexarted, he could say Nensu, right? I returned it, some accident occurred, most shomer are Pater if they say Nensu. A shol is chai, but a shomachinim is Pater. So he could say, I gave it back to you, accidentally something happened to it. He could Pater himself in many different ways. Herzartiv is not a taina that by itself he should be neman for. Why should we trust him about that? But Nensu, if he says Nensu, of course he's pater. Herzartiv, this person says, the mafkid says, where's the pikadon? He says Herzartiv. So it's his word against the other guy's word. But if he says Nensu, the shomer says Nensu, no one's arguing with him. Maybe it was Nensu. So he can be neman ben Nensu. He has a koach taina with the taina of Nensu. He doesn't have a koach hataina with a taina of hechzartiv. Comes the idea of migul and says, if you have a taina in your portfolio that has an emunus that will carry the day, that will make you win, we infuse that koach hataina into every taina that you give. You have a koach hataina. You have a koach nemonis in this din, in this case. So if you have nemonis in this case, then we're going to give you that nemonis in every taina that you're going to put forward. Even though that taina independently doesn't have a koach nemonis. But because you have a koach nemonis in one of your tainas, so the taina that you give gets that koach nemonis as well. This is the second way to look at migul. So now how does that help us? Ah, this helps us tremendously. Migul de ha'oza. Is that a good migul? Yeah, it is a good migul. The pater for mamon, yes, for sure, no. Why? Why? Well, the answer is, what do you need for mamon, and what do you need for shvua? You see, to pater for mamon, either one of these svaras and migush could work. Right? If you have a birur to tell me what the truth is by mamon, so of course we're going to establish a truth based on the birur.
If you have a koach ha-tainas, so now if you have nemanas, if you could win with one of your tainas, then you have a koach to win in mammon with the other taina as well. When it comes to mammon, either one of these svaras could help me. But when it comes to shvua, what do I need for a shvua? What is shvua demanding from me? Right? There's a circumstance where I put forward a taina, and Bezin says, no. The Torah says that you have to take a shvua. What are we saying when the Torah tells us that you have to take a shvua? We're saying that we question your taina. We're not sure that it's right. So you have to do something. To prove what? You have to do something to prove that you're telling the truth. What do you have to do? Take a shvua. What does shvua do? Shvua is a
beer.
It's a beer. It's the best beer in the world. Not the best beer. The best beer in the world is what? Is what? Eidim. Two Eidim is the best beer in the world. But shvua is pretty good. It's not just a taina. It's taina plus. The shvua is clarifying that my taina is the truth. Whatever your chayav is shvua, what we're really saying is your chayav to be mevarer that your taina is emes. So tell me, does migul work b'makom shvua? Should migul work whenever I need a shvua? Should it work?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because you have both.
Because you have which element of migul? Number one or number two? Number one or number two? Number one or number two? Which element of migul? Malo l'shaker, birur, anan sadi, or nemanas b'adam etanas, or koach ha-taina? Should migul work b'makom shvua because of the first element of migul or because of the second element of migul? Think about it, Daniel. The first element of migul. I need a birur by shvua. So as long as I have an element of beer in the migul, so then it'll work, I'm sure. But the second element of migul, that's very nice, but it's not going to work where I need a shvua. If I don't need a shvua, so then the second element can help me too. But I need the first element of migul to work with Malcolm Shvua, because I need a beer whenever I need a shvua. I need something to be mevara the truth. So if migul is mevara the truth, great. So if I have the first element of migul, so great. So it's going to be mevara the truth. If I understand migul as a beer, so then it'll work with Malcolm Shvua, because it's a beer for the truth, so that's great. But if migul is not a birur, if migul only involves the second element, so is that going to work for shvua? No, because I don't have a birur. I can have a koach a taina von hein fürs morgen. It's not going to help me. If I don't have a birur, it's not going to work for shvua.
So for b'chanan, that's the matter. Migul de ha'oza is a migul, but which element of migul does it have? Is it really as strong as a regular migul? His chiddush is no. Migul de ha'oza works the pater for mammon. But not because it's exactly the same as every other migul. It's because at least it has one element of migul. Which element of migul does it have? What do you think? It has number two. It has the koach ha-taina. It doesn't have a beer element. It's a chutzpah to be towing the second taina. He wouldn't want to be towing the second taina. He might not want to be towing it. There's no malo l'shaka. Oh, if he's lying, he would have lied better. No, he wouldn't have lied better. He wouldn't have said the second lie. It's a better taina. The second taina is a better taina in the sense that it's believable by itself. But it's a chutzpah, right? To say praticha hayom earlier in the day, he be neman. If he says that, case closed, case over. You know, game over. Right? He would be neman for that. But it's a chutzpah. Why would he say that? That's why he's saying praticha toch zmani. He doesn't want to say praticha bizmani because it's a ha'oz, it's a chutzpah. He doesn't want to say a chutzpah. He doesn't want to give the impression that he's a chutzpah. Why? Because the world will get around and no one's going to want to do business with him. He doesn't want to be a chutzpah. So do we have the birur element? No. Migul de ha'oz, there is no birur element. But aval pikein, it works by mammon because I still have the koach ha'taina. There is a koach nemanis in this taina, which I do have. So let's infuse that koach nemanis into the taina of praticha b'sov zmani too. Migul de ha'oza works to pater from mammon, not because it's exactly the same as every other migul, but because it has enough of an element of migul in it that it can work, even though it doesn't have birur, but it has the koach ha'taina element in it. So that's why it works to pater from mammon. But why does the Ran say it's not going to pater from shvua? You can plug it in. Why does the Ran say it's not going to pater from shvua? Because koach ha'taina doesn't help me by shvua. I need birur. Migul de ha'oza doesn't have the element of birur in it. So it doesn't have the element of birur in it, even though it works by mammon because it has koach ha'taina. So if it's missing birur, it's not going to work for shvua. How much magical, no? It's magical. If you think migul is one concept, So then why should I be Mechali? But once you understand that there are two concepts, so then everything fits in. Migud HaAzah doesn't have the element of Bira. Shvuah does need a Bira. So Migud HaAzah can work by Momen because it has Koach HaTanah, but it's not going to work by Shvuah because there is no Bira. That's the answer to Kasha number two. And that can answer Kasha number one as well. Why over here? What does Tosfos say? Migud HaAzah is not going to work. I would tell my Momen. So why is it not going to work? Zakti Chumas Akri and the Ran. Right? It's from Makam Chazaka. What's he saying? What's he saying? That when you have a Chazaka Shena Ben Parecha V'Toch Zmano against the Taina, if you have a Chazaka against the Taina, so what does that do? A Chazaka against his Taina weakens his Koach HaTaina. A Chazaka against the Taina weakens the Koach HaTaina. What are we saying? Right? He's saying Praticha V'Soch Zmani. So there's a Koach HaTaina in that Taina. What's the Koach HaTaina? He could have said Praticha Bizmani, and Praticha Bizmani is a Taina Nemanis. That would be Neman. If he said Taina number two, he would be Neman. So let's infuse the Koach HaTaina of Taina number two into Taina number one. Let's give Praticha Bizmani more of a Koach HaTaina. Let's give it a Koach HaTaina that it doesn't really naturally have, but we'll infuse the Koach HaTaina of another Taina in his portfolio into that Taina. Yeah, but the problem is that you have a Chazaka against it. The Chazaka is saying Praticha Bizmani is a very weak Taina. So on the one hand, you have the Taina of Praticha Bizmani trying to infuse more of a Koach HaTaina, but you have a Chazaka against it. So that's going to prevent Koach HaTaina from helping me over here. Migud HaAzah, B'makom HaChazaka, you're not going to have a Koach HaTaina if it's B'makom HaChazaka. The only way that you're going to be able to salvage this Migud is to say what? That even though there's no Koach HaTaina in it, because it's against the Chazaka, but maybe there's a Bira element in it. But if it's a Taina deha'azah, if it's a Migu deha'azah, there is no element of Bira in that Migu. So then, you left with zero. Migu deha'azah b'makam chazaka has neither element. It doesn't have a Bira because it's a Migu deha'azah. And it doesn't have Koach HaTaina either because the chazaka destroyed the Koach HaTaina. So that's why he says Tosfos is not going to work. That's why Tosfos says it's not going to work. But what's the answer over here? The basic answer is Migu de Ha'azah. You know what? Let's put it over here on like a chart. Migu de Ha'azah has which element in it? It has the Koach HaTaina element in it, but not the Bira. Right? Shvua, liftar mishvua, tsarech bira. Migu de ha'aza, b'migu de ha'aza, yesh koach ha'taina, ein bira. That's why it can't work by shvua. Can't work by makom shvua. There is a koach ha'taina, but there's no bira. Because you can't say malo l'shaka. Why should he lie and say the lesser taina? If he's really lying, he could say the second taina. No, he's not going to say the second. That's taina of chutzpah. He doesn't want to say such a taina. So the bira element is not there. There still is a koach taina. He does have the chutzpah de taina in his portfolio. If he gave that taina, he would be neman. So koach taina there is, but bira there isn't. Shavua needs a bira. So that's why it's not going to work. B'makom chazaka, chaser afilu koach ha'taina. The chazaka destroys his taina. Praticha b'zov zman. So then there's no element of migu left. Migu de ha'oza, b'makom chazaka, there's nothing. There's no beer. There's no koach ha'taina. So that's why the migu is not chayim.
Questions? Tiva.
Isn't this kind of under maskana of
So So basically what we're saying is that midu b'makom chazaka, perhaps amrinan, because even if chazaka destroys the koach hatayna, maybe in the realm of birur, migu is a stronger birur than chazaka. Maybe malo l'shaker is a stronger birur. It's a rov also. It's a ruba d'lesa kaman. It's a rov in teva that people, if they're lying, they would lie in the best way possible. So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. If you hold migu makom chazaka amrinan, what you're basically saying is chazaka. Chazaka is a ruba d'lesa kaman, but maybe migu in the realm of birur is more powerful than chazaka. But that's true by a regular migu. If you have a migu which lacks, again, migu makom hazaka, right. If you have a migu de ha'aza which doesn't have a birur, so then that shaila doesn't play a role, right? Then the whole question is, do you have a koach hatayna? So chazaka destroys the koach hatayna, so therefore you're not going to have anything left. Okay. Yeah.
That's also the migu de ha'aza in the case nowadays. But you say prior to the zene. That's the case where
it comes after zman. It's not a migud ha'aza. He comes la'achar zman, and he says praticha b'zal zmani, and he's nemo the migud that he could say praticha b'zmani. That's not a chutz b'dikatayna. He's talking about that he comes a couple of days later. It's not praticha hayom, a little bit earlier.
But the guy, the tomei, still knows that.
No, he may have forgotten. On the same day, he's not going to forget. That's why it's a chutzpah. Like the same day, it's a he'aza, right? Because he's not going to forget on the same day. But a couple of days later, if you tell him, you know, I paid you back bizmano, that's not such a chutzpah, because maybe he'll forget. Tuvia.
The second element, I mean, you kind of described it like you have a portfolio of all the tainas you can give.
That's my way of saying it. Well, Chanan, you know, never heard of stocks.
I don't know if we get too deep into medical, but it kind of seems like once it's a taina of like chutzpah, it shouldn't be one of the tainas that you can give anymore.
But it definitely is. If you gave that taina of chutzpah, you would be neman for that taina. Sometimes it might be a taina of chutzpah, but if it's true, it's true. Right? So if you gave that taina, we would taka believe you for that taina. We would say it is true. There's no reason for us not to believe you for it.
And so then why does that people to give nemanas to the taina that the guy's actually making? I understand it from another.
Because if the taina is believable by itself, there is a koach nemanas in the taina. So the pshat is, if I have nemanas, I as a person, I can say something in front of Bezin and I'll be neman for that. So Miku tells me that even if you don't say that taina, if you say any taina, but we infuse nemanas in whatever taina you give, because you are an ish neman. You have a taina in your portfolio that would be believed. So then you're believed in the taina that you say.
Because you're an ish neman?
No, I'm just dramatizing it. Look, the way I'm saying it over in a simple way, okay? I'm saying that as long as you have a taina that could be believed by itself, so then we're going to take the nemanas of that taina, and we're going to infuse it in the other taina. But the fancier way to say it is that when a person comes to Bezin, maybe we don't even look at what they say. The most important thing that they say is potra. They take their briefcase and they put it on the Bezin's table and say, potra, you sort through the taina. Potra, the ikar of what... That's not quite what happened. Okay? But the ikar of what he's saying is, I'm potter. So he explains why he's potter. But the ikar really is that he's potter. So if he has any nemonis in that briefcase, we say, okay, he's trusted. It doesn't matter what the details are of his taina, the fact that he has a taina that would be nemon, so that's enough, because the ikar of what he's saying is potter. This is a fancy way of saying it. Rav Chanan is not saying that. He's saying simple. It's simple that if a person has multiple tainas that he could put forward, and one of the tainas could be nemon, so then he gets the nemonus of that taina in the taina that he's given. Think about it. You know, chew it up. Think about it. Because we're going to get back to it. This is a very important mitzvah. We're going to get back to it. We'll see. It's going to play out in very, very important ways in the future. Yes?
How does Chazaka work to destroy his koach?
Weakens. It weakens his koach hataina, because again, what's his taina? He's saying something, right? But the chazaka is that rov people don't do that. So if rov people don't do that, is his taina as powerful as you think it is? No, it's much weaker.
Right? So Migu is trying to buttress his taina of Pratiha Basozmani. His taina of Pratiha Basozmani is not Neman by itself. So we wanna see are there other sources of Nemanis that we can sources of strength that we can bring to bear on this taina. So the Migu is trying to bring strength to the taina. But Chazaka takes away from the taina. He says Pratiha Basozmani. The Chazaka says, no way, you never paid back Basozmani. So you're trying to strengthen it from one direction, but you're weakening it from a different direction. So maybe that chazaka taka weakens the taina too much that the miku is not going to help it. Not going to help it. It's not going to strengthen it enough that it's going to be neman.
Okay. So this is Tosfos. This explains the Ran. It explains the Chumash Akriyas Pshat and Tosfos. Everything flows beautifully. Yes.
Can I just explain how it solves the Chumash Akriyas?
What did the Chumash Akriyas say? Migu de ha'azah doesn't pater from mammon if it's against the chazaka. Why now? Migu de ha'azah is not a migu of birut. It's only a migu of koach hatayna. And if it's against the chazaka that weakens the koach hatayna, it weakens the taina to the extent that it doesn't have a koach to it. So then there's no way that the migu is going to help me.
Then isn't this just the gemara later? Migu as chazaka?
No, because that migu was taught. That gemara was talking about a regular migu. That's a migu that does have the idea of bira in it. So even if chazaka can destroy the kol hataina, but it's not going to destroy the bira element of the migu. Malo l'shaka, why should he lie? The bira element is still there. So the shaila in the gemara there is which bira wins. Flip them, right? Which bira is migu a more powerful bira than chazaka, or is chazaka more powerful than migu? That's the shaila of the gemara. Right here we're talking about migu de ha'oza, which doesn't have a koach habir in it. It doesn't have a koach habir in it, so it only has koach hataina. So if it's against the chazaka, then it's garnished. So then there's no shayla in the gemara. The shayla in the gemara is if you have a migu that does have a koach habir. So then which is odd? If it's chazaka odd from migu, is migu odd from chazaka? But if you have a migu that doesn't have a koach habir in it, it only has koach hataina in it. So then Chazak is going to destroy it, and then it's obvious that the Migu is not going to work. Okay? What's the final question over here? Daniel, you have a question before the final question?
Yeah.
Okay, the second to last question. You go ahead.
Why does it have to be that Chazak kind of... There's an infusion from the Manas from the Migu to the Mir, and that battles against the Chazak.
Sounds like a chemical equation over here.
Yeah. And that battles against the Chazak. Why can't it just be that... Although, yeah, the Chazak does weaken his taina that he's currently making, why can't it be that the Migu is so strong, and the Manas that's giving is so strong, that just overpowers... Like, why do we necessarily have to weaken against each other, with the Chazak and the Koach Manas against each other?
Let me ask you a question. In a case of a normal migu, right? Do you understand why the second taina, the taina that he could have been towing, can fuse Nemanis into his taina layer? He has a weak taina that by itself is not going to be Pratiha Basozmani. But if he said Pratiha Basozmani, he would be Neman. So we say migu infuses koach from that taina tova into the taina. Do you understand that concept? You do. What are we saying basically? We're saying that the taina rea really doesn't have a koach. But somehow it's able to get some koach. It's, you know, it's like piggybacks on the other taina, right? It's a chiddush, right? So if I can give you a mechanism that's going to weaken his taina, so this piggyback method is not going to do the job anymore, right? I need some kind of mechanism to add koach to this taina. Chazak is a mechanism that's detracting, that's subtracting, that's weakening the taina. So they cancel each other out, and it's not going to work. That's the problem, right? Chazaka takes away that tosefes koach that migu would have given, and that's why it's not going to work. If all you have in the migu is a koach hataina, then the chazaka is going to nullify it. It's going to be mavatal, and it's going to prevent it from accomplishing. What's the final question? What's the final question? One word. You got it. Who said that? What's the Ramban going to say? I mean, Tosfos is beautiful. The Chumash Akri, it's beautiful. Migu de ha'aza b'makom chazaka doesn't work because migu de ha'aza only has a koach hataina in it. Against the chazaka, there is no koach hataina, so that's why it's not going to work. So why does the Ramban say everything is great? The Ramban doesn't like the Tosfos. Why? Isn't Tosfos right? What's the Ramban going to say? Zakta v'l'chanan. The Ramban obviously has a different approach over here. The Ramban has a different approach in what? Let's get this clear. The Ramban has a different approach in what? In the chiluk between Momen and Shvuah. Right, the Ran set up a chiluk. He said, Migud ha'ozah works the pater from Momen, not from Shvuah. Why? So till now we said, the reason is because in Shvuah you need a birah, and Migud ha'ozah, there is no birah. Because you'd never be chutzpahdik. You don't want to be chutzpahdik. You want to say the better taina. If you're lying, you'll lie better. But you're not going to lie better to say chutzpahdik a taina, because that's like beyond the pale. You're afraid to do that. You don't want to do that. What does the Ramban hold? Maybe the Ramban understands the chiluk differently. Right? If Nachama, Migud ha'ozah doesn't have a beer element in it, and Shavuah requires a birah element, so that's why it's not going to be Neman for Shavuah, but it'll still be Neman the Mamon because it has the Koach HaTan, right? What's the Ramban going to say? The Ramban might say, no, Migud ha'ozah taka has the birah element in it vis-a-vis Mamon, but not vis-a-vis Shavuah. We said the reason why Migud ha'ozah works by Mamon is because it has the Koach HaTaina element in it without the beer element, right? Let's get this on. It sounds like a lot of concepts over here, but it's mamish, it's straightforward. You know what, let's just put it on the side. So everything is here. We said what? Right? We said that, okay, this is going to be, we said to pater from Shvuah you need a beer. Migud ha'ozah has a koach ha'taina, but no beer. That's what we said, right? What's the Ramban going to counter? The Ramban will say, this is Lefi HaRamban. The Migud ha'ozah Yesh beer Aval Rak the Mamon Lo B'Shvuah. There is an element of beer. There's an element of beer. Why should I be Shvuah? No, but the Shvuah there's no beer. What in the world does that mean? What are we saying over here? Rabbeinu Yonah and Baba Basra and Rav Kuf Chav Ches alludes to such a concept. What is he saying? Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. This is on page 6. He says, what's the chiluk between Mammon and Shvuah? What is the chiluk? That's a very interesting way of putting it. V'chein hoda amar ba'alma, chazaka ena domeyuz pana b'chein ba'chova. He's invoking the Gemara b'Metziah. Lav l'meymer shim hayinu m'chai v'n moda b'miktas b'tashlumin, shalohi ameyuz pana v'kol v'akol k'desh niftarena mammon. We're not saying that if we'd be m'chayiv moda b'miktas b'tashlumin, with mammon, that he wouldn't be meis. Chazaka ena domeyuz pana b'chein ba'chova doesn't mean that for money he wouldn't be meis. Chazaka she'ena domeyuz pana b'chein ba'chova. A person is not going to be chutzpidik. That doesn't mean that he wouldn't be chutzpidik for mammon. For mammon, he'd be chutzpidik. For money, that he'd be chutzpidik. Zok Rabbeinu Yonah. Ela de karmina chazaka lo yoyez ela kadeh lehipater mishvuah. V'noach lo sheyishova v'lo yoyez. All the chazaka she'ena domeyuz pana b'chein ba'chova means that he'd rather take a shvuah than be chutzpidik. If it comes to mammon, he'd be as chutzpidik as he can. But by shvuah, he wouldn't be chutzpidik. So migu has an element of bira for mammon, but not for shvuah. What does that mean? Right, to skip a little bit to the end, he says, Teda. You know what? Let's read it through. Teda. Darmina be'inyan hanu izi da'achli choshli b'narda, yochol itan akadei demeyem, mitok shi yochol itan lukuchen heviyadi. Right? The hanu izi, right? V'lo arminan kevin shechavero yodea boshu mishaker. Ulefikav toin she'achli choshli. He doesn't say, since the other guy knows that he's mishaker. Ulefikav toin she'achli choshli she'en chavero yodea imachlu imlav. The Havadai Adam may is pun of Kedel Arviach Mamon Shubal Litom Velis Kalspom. He says a person, when it comes to Mamon, he's going to be mayas as much as he can. He's going to be as chutzpahdik as he can. If we assume that the guy is lying, if we assume that it's not the truth, what he's saying, so then basically you're saying he's a gazlan. He wants to steal money from the other guy. So if someone is a gazlan, someone wants to take money from someone else, he'll be as chutzpahdik as he can to be merviach mamon. Once we assume that he's lying, then he'll lie as much as he can, even to be chutzpahdik, because you're assuming that he's a gazlan. You're assuming that he's willing to lie to steal from someone else. So if he's willing to lie to steal from someone else, then he'll lie as best as he can, even if he's going to be chutzpahdik with that lie. Why wouldn't he be mayiz? If he's willing to steal, then he'd even be mayiz to be merviach mamon. But by shavua, what are we saying by shavua? Are we assuming that the guy might be stealing? No. Why is he moda b'miktas? Why is he moda b'miktas? Because he wants to steal the money? No, he's going to pay it up. Why is he moda b'miktas and he's not admitting to the whole thing? Why? He just wants to buy himself time. We can't be choshed him for gzela. If we be choshed him that he wants to steal money, then we wouldn't be able to trust him in the shvua. If he's choshed amamona, he's choshed ashvuasa. How can we trust his shvua if we think he's a gazlan? Obviously, we're not suspecting that he wants to steal the money. We're just suspecting he wants to buy himself time. He doesn't have the money now. So he's saying he's motiv miktas, and then, you know, he'll get the money at some point, and he'll pay back. So if he's not willing to steal, he's just ishtamutik ha-mishtamit, so then such a person is not going to want to be chutzpidik either. Right? Ein adam meyiz pana b'fnei bal chovo. That works for someone who's not a gazlan, who doesn't really want to steal. If all he's doing is ishtamutik ha-mishtamit, he just wants to buy himself time. So such an individual, he would lie better, but not if the lie is going to be a chutzpah. That far he's not going to go. Such an individual is not going to lie better to do a chutzpah, if that other time is going to be a chutzpah. But by mamon, if you're telling me, right, if you assume that he might be lying, so what are you saying? If he's lying by mamon, it means he wants to take money that doesn't belong to him. He's a gazlan. So if he's a gazlan, if he wants to be marviach mamon, then he'll do anything he can. He'll lie better. He'll even lie with a bigger chutzpah, because what does he care? If we assume he's a gazlan, then he'll do anything, even if it's going to be a chutzpah. What's he saying? Rabbi Yonah is saying that nibud ha'aza, chutzpah by mamon carries the day. A person, if we assume that the guy wants to be marviach mamon, he'll be as chutzpah as he can. By shvua, he's not necessarily going to be as chutzpah as he can, because we don't really assume that he wants to take the money. He's just trying to buy himself time. So if that's the case, then it's pashut. Migud ha'aza really does have a koach of bir, but only for mamon. Malo l'shaker applies by mamon, even by migud ha'aza. Why? Because to be marviach mamon, yo'iz v'yo'iz. He'll be mayiz as much as he can. He'll say whatever he has to say to be believed. So migud ha'aza has a koach of birur by mamon, because he'll be mayiz as much as he possibly can. We thought it doesn't have a koach of birur because if he's lying, he'd want to say a better lie, but he wouldn't want to be chutzpahdik. Zokter Rabbeinu Yonah, no! By mamon, he'll be as chutzpahdik as he has to be, because he wants that money. So he'll do whatever it takes to lie better, and he'll even be chutzpahdik to lie better. So there is a koach of birur in the migud. But for shvua, migud ha'aza doesn't have a koach of birur, because he's not going to be chutzpahdik by shvua. He wants to buy himself time, but he's not going to buy himself time by being chutzpahdik. That he wouldn't do. So he says, moda b'miktas, that's enough. But to be kofar b'kol, to buy himself time, that's too much. Because he's not such a Russia. He's not a gazlan. He just wants to buy himself time. So he just wants to buy himself time. Then we say that he doesn't have a migu to kofar b'kol. That's a ha'aza. He wouldn't be willing to go that far. That's what the Ramban could hold. The Ramban could say, migu de ha'aza really does have a koch of bira by mamon. It just doesn't have a koch of bira by shvua. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about mamon. Migu de ha'aza by mamon. So the Ramban says, what's the problem? Even if the migu de ha'aza is against the chazaka, But that's the old Shaila, Akiva, right? Is Migu Nema Neger Chazaka or not Neger Chazaka? That's the old Shaila. It's not like this Migu is any worse than any other Migu. It's exactly the same. Vis-a-vis Mamon Migu de Ha'oz is Doch de Zel Bazach. It's just as Nema. So if it's just as Nema, even though it's against the Chazaka, but that's the old Shaila of whether Migu is Nema Neger Chazaka or not. Tosu says that's not the old Shaila. No, Migu de Ha'oz against Chazaka. That's gunished. That can't work because it doesn't have a koach of beer. It doesn't have koach of tiny either. The Ramban says, "What are you talking about? It has a koach of beer. For mammon, he's willing to be mazed as much as he possibly can, as much as he possibly can. So it does have a beer in it. If it does have a beer in it, it's like every other migul. So just because it's negative chazaka, so what? It's not a reason not to believe it. That's the shaila later on in the Gemara." But it's no worse than the Shaila later on the Gemara. Tosa says it's worse. Ramban says it's not worse. Migu de Ha'aza is a migu that has a koach habira vis-a-vis mama. It doesn't have a koach habira for Shmua, but it'll have a koach habira to pater from mama. Okay. So what emerges? What really is the machlokas Tosas Ramban over here? What's the machlokas? When all the dust settles, what's the machlokas Tosas Ramban? What's the machlokas? Formulate it for me. Whether Migu de Ha'aza has a koach avir vis-a-vis mamon or not. That's basically the whole machlokas over here. Tosa says it doesn't have a koach avir. It only has a koach ha'taina. And b'makom chazaka, that koach ha'taina is not going to carry the day. Well, that's why it's not going to work. The Ramban says it does have a koach avir vis-a-vis mamon because he'll be mazed as much as he can. So therefore, even b'makom chazaka, the Migu does have strength. But the shaila is to whether it's nevon or not. That's the shaila later in the Gemara, whether migu is nevon, makom chazaka or stam nevon. Okay? There's one final sheet in the sugya. Just a few minutes. That's the Ravid. The Ravid really is working with Tosas. It's just one detail different. He just explains a little differently, but it's basically similar to Tosas. What does the Ravid say? The Ramban quotes it. Right, just to be mashlin, we'll finish the sugya today. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll move on to the next Tosfos. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban doesn't even quote Tosfos; he quotes the Ravid, but it's along similar lines. What does the Ravid say? Avagav the Yomalei Praticha Ha'idna Bizmani Nema Kedekamel Prekashoel Lo Mahani Lei Hay Migu B'Magam Chazaka Deruba De'Inchi Lo Paru B'Yoma De'Mishlim Zman. What's the Ravid saying? What, this migu doesn't work because it's b'makom chazaka. This migu doesn't work because it's b'makom chazaka. He doesn't say that it's a migu de ha'oza and that's why it's not going to work. He says it's b'makom what chazaka? That ruba de inchi lo paru b'yoma de mishlam zman. Most people actually don't pay on time. Most people don't pay on time, the Ravid says. It's against the chazaka that most people don't pay on time. Right? Do people normally pay chovos on time? No. That's why there are credit cards. Right? I mean, people don't like to pay on time. That's what the Ravid is saying. So this migu, what do we say? Believe him that he says praticha b'zmani. But migu that he can say praticha b'zmani. Chazak the Ravid. That's against the chazaka. Not chazaka shena the parea chovo toch zmana. That's saying that the taina he's giving is against the chazaka. No. This migu is weak, not because it's against, not it's a migu de ha'oza negra chazaka, that the taina he's giving is negra chazaka. No! The taina that you think is stronger, that should be believed by itself, that's against the chazaka. Anu chazaka. Chazaka that people normally don't pay bizmana. Right? Now, if someone said praticha b'zmani, would he be neman? Yes, he'd be neman. Don't forget that. He would be neman. But it's against the chazaka. Most people don't pay b'zman. Dr. Ravid, since most people don't pay b'zman, this is not such a good migu. You want to strengthen the taina of praticha b'zmani, but you're going to strengthen it with a taina de lo shchicha? A taina that's not so normal? People normally don't pay b'zman? That's not going to work.
You can't strengthen the taina he's giving with a taina de lo shchich. You can't strengthen it with a taina de lo shchich. That's basically what the rabbi is saying. Since the taina that he could have given is against the chazaka, that most people don't pay bizman, so you can't strengthen the taina he's giving with a taina de lo shchich. Why? Why not? Why not? The taina he's giving is also lo shchich. Katicha b'sozmani? So why can't I take that taina? The other taina is believable. What's the problem with strengthening it with a taina d'lo shchicha? What's the big deal? Zokta Chuma Zakri, I'll tell you why. Because not only is this migu against the chazaka that most people don't pay bizman, remember, it's against the chazaka that inadam poreya chobotoksmano also. What the Ravid is saying is, you can't say a migu to strengthen a taina with a taina d'lo shchicha. A taina hane'emenes, but a taina d'lo shchicha. Praticha bizmani is a taina that's trusted. We would take his. We would judge the court case like him if he would give that taina, right? He'd win the case, but it's against the rove. It's not a normal taina. It's a taina d'lo shchicha. Zot Chumash Zakri, what the rabbi is saying is, if it's a taina d'lo shchicha, you can't strengthen the taina he's giving, the taina rea, with a taina d'lo shchicha. Because we know that it's already against the chazaka that enadam pereach avotos mano. So the only way that you can fight that chazaka that enadam pereach avotos mano is with a migu only, with a regular strong migu. And a strong migu is a migu that he's giving forward one taina, the migu that he could have said, a regular taina, a taina hanemenes, a taina ma'alya, a good taina, so then he should be now what the taina is giving. But if the migu is tzebrochen, the migu is broken, the migu is weak, because the taina that he could give, even though it's a taina nemenes, the fact is that it's a taina d'lo shchicha, it's not a normal taina. Most people don't pay bizman, so the whole migu is a weak migu to begin with. Such a migu, zok the rabbi, that's not going to help me. Because it's so weak that if it's so weak, it's not going to help against that chazaka. So we need the taina ma'alya. We need a good taina in order to buttress his taina reya. To fight against the chazaka, she had them pray a chavotah.